Gathering Ed News, I'm Bill Wise. The governor says a $350 million bridge bonding plan that's underway is a start for transportation. Governor Mike Parson says the gasoline tax increase may have to go to voters again in the future.
This is just the beginning that I'd like to say. We're going to have to keep going back to the legislatures. We're going to have to go back to people maybe at some point. But you got to realize, what are we going to do with infrastructure in our state?
The bridge bonding plan is aimed at repairing or replacing 250 deteriorating bridges. Missouri's 17-cent per gallon gas tax has remained the same since 1996. A University of Missouri impeachment expert says President Nixon's spying on political opponents was minor compared to President Trump's conversation with Ukraine's leader. In an opinion editorial, Frank Bowman says Trump didn't cover up a second-rate burglary by a group of inept plumbers looking for dirt on Democrats. He says Trump appears to have wielded the nation's entire economic, military, and moral authority to extort another head of state.
What does Trump ask that the United States should get out of it? That's something that would really be important to the country as a whole, not something that's important to the American national interest, but instead a private help to get dirt on Trump's political opponent so that he has a better chance of winning the upcoming election.
He says the U.S. Constitution includes abuse of power as an impeachable offense, not just criminal violations. Trump calls the allegations a witch hunt. New requirements are now in place for pregnant St. Louis County inmates. Missouri Net contributor Jill Enders has more.
St. Louis County Executive Sam Page signed an executive order to change the treatment and care of pregnant women at the St. Louis County Justice Center. Page says the executive order is designed to ensure that proper care and support are provided. During a press conference, Page called this, quote, a big step toward restoring the dignity and fundamental human rights every person deserves. Reporting in St. Louis County, Jill Enders.
Four people were shot. One is dead after two separate incidents in western Missouri's Marshall yesterday. Police are searching for a person of interest who remains on the loose. Several houses in northwest Missouri's Buchanan County either have already flooded or face the possibility of flooding for the third time this year. County Emergency Management Director Bill Brinton says some homes north of Lewis and Clark Lake have been flooded again, and floodwaters threaten at Lewis and Clark Village to the south of the lake.
The levees aren't fixed. The Rushville, Lewis, and Clark levee is not fixed and won't be until later on this year, maybe even in the spring. And so every time that the river gets above 22 feet in Atchison, we're going to have floodwater move in the area.
Highway 59, the route to Atchison, Kansas, remains closed in southern Buchanan County. Brinton says the cleanup work for the late May flooding was just wrapping up when the latest flooding occurred. And a Marionville man from southwest Missouri's Lawrence County is in custody after being charged with first-degree murder. 42-year-old Bobby Ficklin has confessed to strangling Corinna Fisher during an argument early on Wednesday. Ficklin is in the Lawrence County Jail and is being held without bond. This is news on Missouri Net.